Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. And we begin with Sif Yudalid in Simen Ches, still dealing with Hilchos of Tzitzis. The Mechaber writes, in Parshat Talisa, if a person takes off his talis, intentionally takes it off, tomorrow's Shir will talk about if it unintentionally comes off, so please hold your questions for that. Very important Sifim today and tomorrow. Afilu hayadai tolach zar ulis atib bo miyod. When the person took off his talis, he had full intention, the Mechaber says, to put it right back on, but he intentionally took it totally off. The Mechaber writes, Sorich Levorich, he has to make a new bracha, Kishayachzor V'yisatev. When he puts the talis on, he has to make a brand new bracha. The Mishneh Berurah, in explaining this sheet of the Mechaber, says, this is true, Afilu Nishar Olav Talis Katan, even if the person still has his talis katan on, he only took off his talis gadol. And furthermore, va'afilu im tekef nisatipo, and even if he put it right back on. And furthermore, v'loshino makomo klal bein time, and he didn't move his place. He actually was still in the same place, taking the same talis and putting it almost immediately right back on. The Mishneh Berurah explaining the Mechaber says, ha'pishita gufa hefsik hu bazeh, that this removal of the talis is considered by definition a hefsik, an interruption from the previous bracha, and it necessitates making a new bracha if you're going to put this talis back on. The Mishneh Berurah then points out, go look previously in Sif Lamed Aleph, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, yesterday's Shir, where the Mishneh Berurah said that many Achronim argue with this Mechaber, as we'll see again today. They hold that Hefshita, lo heavy Hefsik, Lukuli Alma, that nobody holds removal of the talis is considered a Hefsik. The Ramah then comments and he says, Hagah, V'yesh Omim, She'ein Mevorchim, Im Hayadaito, Lachzor Ulisatit Bo. He brings this down in the name of the Aguda, and he says that the opinion of the Yesh Omrim is that you do not have to make a new bracha in this situation as long as you had intention to put it back on when you took it off. The Mishneh Berurah qualifies this Ramah and says that the Ramah is saying this is true even afilu in the Eis HaPshita, even when you took off the talis, lo nishar olav talis katan, he wasn't wearing a talis katan at that time. Nevertheless, as long as you intended to put the talis gadol back on, it's not considered a hefsik when you took it off, even though you're not wearing any talis now at all, talis katan or a talis gadol. And he writes, v'chein pasku ho'achronim. And Nishar Etzion, he brings down that this is the opinion of the Bach, the Olas HaTamid, the Taz, the El Yeraba, and others. The rationale for this, the Mishneh Berurah explains, Hatam Shayesh Omrim, the Kivan de Be'ez Hapshito Hayodaito Tekev Lavavsho, because he had absolutely every intention to put it right back on when he took it off. V'chainasa, and in fact he did so. Therefore, Lo Heve Hapshito Hefsek. Therefore, this is not considered an interruption in the Bracha, and he doesn't have to make a new Bracha. He adds, Vafilu Imshino Mekomo Bentayim, and even if he moved about to a different place, he wasn't standing still, he went to another area. For example, the person took the talis off in order to go to the bathroom. So he went to the bathroom, he comes out. So he's moved around. Nevertheless, this is not considered a hefsik. This shinui makom is not a hefsik. Because he put that very same talis back on. And it's eino dome, it's not comparable, lema diskimu aposkim, that which the poskim will talk about later on in Simen Chofei Sifyud Beis, where it says over there, the imposhat tefillin, if a person takes off his tefillin, adaita likonis lebeis akisei, to go into the bathroom, heavy hefsik aideizeh. That is considered a hefsik. What is the difference? The shiny hosom by tefillin, it's different. Kivan debeis akisei asur betefillin. You're not permitted to wear your tefillin in the bathroom. Therefore, going into the bathroom, heavy hefsik gomer. That's a complete interruption. And when you come out of the bathroom, a person has to go and make a new brach on the tefillin. As opposed to Masha Ein Kein Betalis. This isn't true by a talis. The Medina Ein Awasr. Technically, you can wear a talis into the bathroom. Rak Deinu Nochel Lassus Kein. It's improper. This is a beged that you're wearing in shul. You're wearing it. It's a tremendously important beged. And therefore, we don't wear it into the bathroom. As opposed to the talis cotton, of course, which you can wear into the bathroom because there's technically nothing wrong with wearing a talis in the bathroom. Since you're allowed to wear the talis gadol in the bathroom, albeit we don't, therefore, al kein lo hevi hefsik aideizeh. Therefore, the Mishneh Berurah says, we don't consider it a hefsik if you took it off with the intention to put it right back on. And according to this Yesh Omrim, even if you aren't wearing a talis katan, this is the din. The Mishneh Berurah then adds, however, v'dai, you should know, din be'ez hapshito lo ayadaito lil bosh miyad. However, he says, if at the time that you took it off, you weren't intending to put it back on miyad, shortly afterwards, rak achar ezuzman, after some period of time, which the Mishneh Berurah doesn't define, which we'll talk about later, some of the achronim define, even though you did put it back on right away, according to this opinion, you do have to make a new bracha. In here, even if you do have the talis katan on, this is considered a hefsik, because the tekef shit bishoto, as the law mitzvah, since you weren't intending to put it back right away, therefore, as soon as you took it off, that's considered the end of that mitzvah. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, the same thing would be true in the opposite scenario. In B'ez HaPshito, if the time that you took it off, you did intend to put it back on, but something, for whatever the reason, prevented you from putting it back on, and you had a hesach hadas, you forgot about it, so to say. In this scenario as well, you have to make a new brach over here. Even though you're still wearing the talis katan, the key point that the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here is that your intention is the critical factor. And as long as you intended to put it back on right away, even if you're not wearing a talis katan, it's acceptable not to make a new bracha. In fact, you're not allowed to make a new bracha. The old bracha still applies. What is considered a significant enough period of time to make the time itself be a hefsik? So in Dirshu note number 52, as well as the Piskei Tshuvos and the Halacha Brura, a big discussion about these things takes place. So, Bishir Hazman, how much time is too much time that you now have to make a new bracha if you put on your talis again, even when you had in mind to put it back on? So in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, writes that this is a time of 2 or 3 hours. Harav Avadya Yosef Zatzal, in the Sefer Shelos HaTshuvos Yabi Omer, also says that if somebody, for example, goes swimming and he's swimming for a period of time of a couple of hours, he also would be required to make a bracha again when he puts on his talis katan or his talis gadol if he was wearing it. Rav Shteiman Shlita brings down from a maisa from the Chazon Ish that he took off his talis on Yom Kippur in the break or whatever, there was a little bit of a time in between the davening, and he said this lasted lepachos sha'atayim v'chetzi, about 2.5 hours, ul'achrei, and afterwards the Chazon Ish said, I'm not sure, should I or should I not make a bracha, and he didn't make a bracha. So you see that there could be even several hours of time and one isn't required to make a new bracha. On the other hand, the Shevet HaLevi, Harav Oznu Shlita, brings down that he's surprised, Toma Badover, that the Shulchan Aruch Harav said that you have to make a new bracha after a couple of hours. He says, Madua hefsik shol shatayim nechshav hefsik. Why should that be considered a hefsik? He says, V'ilu hefsik shol shoa achas shugan kein zman godo lo ye hefsik. If 1 hour is not a hefsik, so why should 2 hours be a hefsik? Either it's a hefsik or it's not a hefsik once you go beyond the immediate time. On the other hand, Meidoch b'shelus tshuvos or letzion, he brings down that even a half an hour is considered already a shehiya maruba, a long period of time, and vitzorich levarich, and he would make a bracha even over a half an hour or something like that of a delay in putting on the talis again. The Piskei Tshuvos brings down that, for example, on Yom Kippur, or if there's a large break on a regular Shabbos between Shachris and Musaf, or between any other break in the davening, some shuls have the custom where they learn in between, and if somebody, they have a kiddush possibly in between, and then they go back and daven, he says, kayotzi, by anything like this, ein mevarchim shuv kishechozim veloshim talison. You don't have to go and make a new bracha when you put on your talis again. Of course, you had in mind to do this. Afilu kichaluf kamoshos, even if it's several hours. Why? Because you know you're going to put back on the talis because that's part of the davening. And therefore, you don't really have any hefsik, any separation in your mind between the first putting on the talis, even though there's a long break, and the second putting on the talis. Upcoming shiur, we'll talk about what happens if you fall asleep. And that's a separate discussion. However, the Piskei Tshuvos then brings down hamidaktikim, those that are very careful in their performance of mitzvos. Shem yodim shehav soka tia meshech shoa v'yoser. Those people that are going to know that they're having a break, maybe an hour or more, and that their mind will be on something else. So he suggests something which we'll talk about also a little bit in the Bir Halacha in a few moments. And that is l'chavein baboker. Have in mind when you put on the talis the first time in the morning, when you're making the bracha, she'ein b'chavonosom liftor b'vracha zu elo ad pshitas atalis. You're time limiting the bracha. The bracha is right now, it's going on the talis that you're wearing, and that bracha's ability to patter the talis ends when you take the talis off. And this way, if you have a separation afterwards, l'kuleyama, according to everybody, you would now be allowed to make a new bracha, and this would get you out of a suffix situation. The Ramah then brings down another opinion. Ramah brings down V'yeshomrim, a second V'yeshomrim, Dafka Kishinishar Alav Talis Koton, that the only time that this applies, that you do not have to make a new bracha when you took off the talis and you had in mind to put it back on, you don't have to make a new bracha, is only if you have a talis koton on. Originally, the Mishnah Berurah said, according to the first V'yeshomrim, you didn't need to wear a talis koton, but according to the second V'yeshomrim, you need to have your talis koton on in order for this to work. The Hochi Noagin, and he says this is the way we in fact have the practice. Indeed, the Mishnah Berurah says Ha'achronim Pasku Kayesh Omer Azeh, that this is in fact the din that the hefsek doesn't apply if you have a talis cotton on, but there would be a hefsek potentially if you didn't have a talis cotton on. However, the Mishnah Berurah qualifies this and says Ach Demaske Hayesh Omer Azeh. This Yesh Omrim, Lo Ayri, is not talking about Rakish Poshat Hatalis Hayobistom, only if you just stam took it off. Therefore, lochein amrinam din nishar alav a talis katan adayin lo hisiach datum in a mitzvah. And therefore, if you still have the talis katan on, then you didn't lose mind about the bracha and the mitzvah. Ubim lav, but if you didn't have a talis katan on, mistam hisiach daito, you probably didn't think about the mitzvah anymore. Avolum haya daito beferish lachzor lavav shol miyad. But if you had intention to go and put the talis back on right away, ein tzorich lachzor lavorach kishalov shol miyad, you do not have to make another bracha when you put it back on, afilu im lo nishar olav talis koton, even if you're not wearing a talis koton. And similarly, the talis koton won't help you. V'chein lehevich lo mahani a talis koton, kimosh chesad v'lamala, unless you had intention to put it back on. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, in Poshat also besocha tefillah, if a person takes his talis off during davening, afilu b'stama, with not a specific intention to put it back on, heve kemoshe poshat oso al das lachzor, because since you're davening, you intended obviously to put it back on, it was in the middle of the davening, you took it off for whatever the reason, you don't have to make a new bracha. However, im kiplo v'nicho besoch kiso, if you took off the talis, folded it up, and put it back in the talis zekel, heve kemoshe poshat oso beferish adash shelo lachzor. That's the equivalent of essentially saying, I am putting my talis away and I'm done with this mitzvah this day right now. And then if you put it back on, that would not be considered a continuation of that original bracha that would require a separate new bracha. I mentioned before that the Piskei Tshuvos brought down an opinion that said, have in mind, if you think you're going to have an interruption of significance during the day, that when you put on the talis originally, that bracha should only last till you take the talis off. So for example, on Yom Kippur, if a person knows he's going to have a two-hour break, have in mind when you put the talis on in the morning that that bracha lasts until Musaf, and then when you come back for Mincha, an hour or two later, that bracha no longer applies for it. This is based upon the Shari Tshuva that says this is an excellent suggestion and a good idea when you're going to run into this hefsek type of situation. He uses the expression, ponim chadoshos bo lekan. It's a brand new situation, so to say, when you're now putting on the talis after that significant break. He recommends that you also should talk in between a little bit, and this way it'll definitely be a hesek hadas. He brings down in the name of the Tua Shor, and don't be concerned over here that this is a bracha that you're causing that didn't need to be said, that this is a bracha sheinu tzricha. He says, mutov lahachlis atzmu l'sofek zeh, better to do this potential bracha sheinu tzricha, rather than milikonis b'sofek shenimna levorech, rather than entering into this sofek, should you or should you not make a bracha, and the Shari Tshuva says, v'chein ani noheg, this is what I personally do. He adds one further qualification. If you're going to have to take off your talis in a time, in a place where when you put it back on, you won't be able to make the bracha, then have in mind, again, when you make the bracha early in the morning, that it doesn't apply in that setting. It's only in a setting where you'll be able to put on the talis with a bracha that your bracha is time limited. The Bir Halacha adds to this idea, and he says, alternatively, have in mind when you make the bracha in the morning that if you do come to take off your talis, you're going to have in mind that that initial bracha will last again on the second time that you put on the talis, and this is also acceptable. He writes, Zehu l'aniyaz daiti ho'etzo hayu'utza. This is the best idea. Sheyuchalotzeis mazeh kol adeos. You also can fulfill all the concerns over here. Sheyichavin b'shas ha'brocha. When you put on the talis and make the bracha in the morning, say, Sheyim yitztarech lefashto. If I have to take it off, sheyachzov yubishenu. That gives me the right to put it back on without having to make a new bracha. He concludes with one thought. What happens if a person goes into a bathhouse or a mikveh, for example, for a significant period of time? So he says, the olam ein noagin lizor bezeh. They say that this is not considered a significant enough hefsek, and therefore, muchrach hu lachzor v'lubosh es begodav. It's clear he's intending to go and put his clothing back on after he comes out of the bathhouse or the mikveh, and therefore it doesn't require new bracha as long as he intended to do this when he took it off. Alternatively, he says, do the suggestion of the Shari Tshuva above that we spoke about, that have in mind that your bracha is only going to be time limited. Before we conclude, it's kedai to bring down the Piskei Tshuvos. He says that the halach is like the Ramah, that we don't make another bracha when we put on the talis again, if you had in mind to put the talis on. This is true, he says, in all the kehilos of Klal Yisrael. Va'afilu yotzei lebeis hakiseh, includes going to the bathroom as an interruption, or lebeis hamerachot, to a mikvah. And likewise, he says, kishemasil is taliso, if you're lending your talis to somebody, or you're giving your talis to somebody who's getting an aliyah, or to a kohen bachur to go up to duchen, etc., any of these scenarios, you're intending to get it back and put it back on. You do not have to make a new bracha when you put on your talis the second time, as long as your intention was to do so. If you didn't intend to put it back on, even if you almost instantaneously changed your mind, then you do have to make a new bracha. This concludes today's shir.